This is the book Selected Messages, Book 2, written by Ellen G. White. From the book's foreword come the following paragraphs. This volume, together with Book 1 of Selected Messages, fills a gap and preserves impermanent from certain councils that have appeared in articles, mimeographed documents, and pamphlets. Being now a permanent part of the currently available Spirit of Prophecy literature, it is included in the new index to the writings of Ellen G. White. A statement relative to the compilation and purpose of Selected Messages is given in A Word to the Reader in Book 1 and need not be repeated. The counsels contained in this volume will be a particular value to Seventh-day Adventists in preparing them to resist the attacks that the adversary of souls will bring upon the remnant church in the form of fanaticism, deceptive teachings, and erroneous and subversive movements. In some cases, the counsels are set forth in specific instruction to individuals, and the points presented deal with similar issues that are sure to arise before the end. Some of these materials will prove helpful in averting dangers that threaten the church as a whole. Other general counsels deal with such questions as unwise affiliations, the remuneration of workers, and healings, true and false. A feature that will be particularly appreciated in Section 7, the use of medicinal agencies. The statements appearing in this section, drawn from E.G. White sources and assembled here, will be of service to the reader as he studies the question of the use of drugs. The volume closes with valuable appendix items. The first consists of 6 chapters. Being a reprint of the article, Disease and Its Causes, from Mrs. White's pen, originally published in the 6 numbers of Health or How to Live. In the printings subsequent to 1967, 2 additional appendix items appear: Important Factors in Choosing a Life Companion and the Brotherhood of Mankind. As features of special interest, as the field of distribution of this volume reaches into various languages and overseas lands, the attention of the reader is called to statements introducing each of the several sections of this new volume, and particularly to the introductions to Section 7 and Appendix 1. It was pointed out in A Word to the Reader in Selected Messages, Book 1, that the materials in the various sections are quite unrelated, but for the sake of convenience, they are brought together in these permanent volumes. It is fitting that the volumes should close with the section entitled, As We Near the End. Here are a number of specific messages that instill confidence in the triumph of the church. Among them are 2 communications Mrs. White addressed to the General Conference in 1913, the last General Conference session held while she lived. Because of her advanced age, she was unable to attend this great gathering. These communications express confidence in her fellow workers and in the triumph of the cause to which she gave her life. Our sincere wish is that this volume of Selected Messages may cheer the Advent family as they travel the last miles of their journey to the City of God.